Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on Demand.
It's the Rod Peterson Show.
I'm telling the kids these sticks were legendary.
Yeah, look at the size of this thing and how thick it is.
How about that?
I've only been waiting 30 years to do this interview, so after today I can die happy. Donald S. Cherry, how are you doing today?
Hi, Rod. Hi, Darren. How you doing? Well, I'm doing pretty good, thanks. How are you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Now, it's Rod Peterson.
And John Frenzy, welcome Canada to the RP Show. It is a Flame Tech Football Friday, and how can you go wrong when you got Don Cherry bringing you in to the program? We've got the Don Cherry of football with us here in the bunker. Whoops, we're off to a great start.
We've got to have Don Cherry in the show, eh?
Well, we had him on already. You weren't here that day, because I didn't bring on Don Cherry to talk football back in October. What are you giving me a dirty look for? You're the Don Cherry of football. Hall of Fame Rough Riders broadcaster John Frenzy's here in the bunker on a Flame Tech Football Friday. But just that was a precursor for all you folks that were watching, you people that were listening in the intro there. Don Cherry was with us in October, and next week is our best of the year episodes here on Game Plus TV, and the Don Cherry interview will re-air next week. I believe it's on Tuesday. Stay tuned for all the big interviews coming up next week as we take a bit of a holiday visit. What a day. What a day. And I'm excited. Waited a long time to do that Don Cherry interview. Waited a long time to do this interview coming up in block two of today's show. The voice of the Dallas Cowboys, Brad Sham, will be with us. What do you know about Brad Sham?
Not used to being in the situation he's in right now. He's used to being the winning football team. He's been with this team since 1976. So what, five Grey Cups they won that period of time?
Super Bowls
they've won. Five Super Bowls they won that period. So he's had a great life, just a sensational life. And he's strictly radio.
That's right. The voice of the Dallas Cowboys will be with us later on this hour. It is hour two of the program, of course. Hour one was on Facebook Live. And I just want to tell you, we were joined by Tory Gurley, our NFL insider, and a lot of CFL talk with John Frenzy here. And before we get into the Quick Six show topics, there is breaking news today out of the CFL that has sort of usurped our Quick Six. And it's not just newsworthy in Saskatchewan. The Rough Riders have released defensive lineman Zach Evans. Spent 4 years with the Rough Riders, 8 in the CFL, the other 4 with the Ottawa Redblacks, where he won a Grey Cup there, he won a Grey Cup in Saskatchewan. Zach Evans let go today. John Frenzy's incensed, and we'll get to that in a minute. I retweeted the Riders' announcement and said, this is all about money. And I've got CFL players DMing me saying, money and production, that Zach's numbers don't equal what he's been paid. And I asked these guys, what specifically was he paid? And they said, not totally sure, but north of $150,000 per year. Because as we know in the CFL, they don't make salaries public.
Oh.
$150,000 is a lot of money by Canadian Football League standards, by any standards, let's be real.
Yeah.
And Lynch, you don't like the move.
No, too good a football player. Just a good football player, leader, good kid. And he fills a big spot on that lefty side of the defensive line beside that great defensive tackle, too, who came on well at the end of last year. I think he's going to have a good year this year. Would have. Wants to play with a Grey Cup game here next year. He's a leader. Doesn't make sense to me. But if the money is going to be number one criteria for this team doing anything from now on, and I guess it has to be in some ways, but they want to get that budget down. And they're cutting costs. I mean, the number one thing of that executive is not to win the Grey Cup, regardless of what they say. It's to get the money down, and that's not good enough. Other cities, the motive, like Edmonton, the motive has always been and will continue to be to win the Grey Cup first.
Wow. How about that?
Well, don't you think so? Anything?
I'm just listening. I'm enjoying your rant. Well, Rod's rant usurped by John Frenzy today for Bronco Plumbing and Heating. I like it.
What do I get for that? Another hat?
You get another hat, Lynch. Yeah, from Bronco Plumbing and Heating. But anyways, that's the big news across the land. I thank the Rough Riders for announcing that while we're on air. It's giving us a lot to talk about here today. But you say that it's always been about, or right now it's about the money. It's always been about the money. but now more so than ever. And that relates into the Quick Six show topic. So let's roll here, Director Jordan, please. In the warm-up for Four Seasons Sports Palace, your home of the NFL, come in and warm up at the Four Seasons Sports Palace. Number one, we got to spend some time on this because this is the talk all across the land, and we're the only daytime sports talk show in Canada. The report came out late yesterday afternoon by TSN that the Canadian NHL owners and governors are considering moving their teams to the United States because of provincial COVID controls in Canada. As it stands, they're not allowed to play in Canada because of groups and gatherings and restrictions. I tweeted yesterday, is it that big of a deal if we can't put fans in the building anyways? And I was given a flood of reaction from NHL team workers in this country. Broadcasters, broadcast technicians, arena workers, team staff, companies whose contracts rely on those NHL teams and those markets. It's affecting a lot of people. They're saying, you damn right. It makes a difference whether they stay in Canada or not. And a lot of them still believe they're not going to the States. The teams aren't going to the States. It led me to believe that this is a trial balloon sent up by the NHL through TSN to see how it works and put pressure on the Canadian government to allow them to play in Canada. But I don't think it's going to work. You don't play chicken with these governments in these pandemic times. We've seen it from everybody else. Ask the CFL how it worked. Not happening. Lynch, what's your take on that?
NHL hockey's just too big. Just too big. The government's got to come through. I say that now. I said that to you this time last year. And they didn't come through at all. Didn't know how to come through. Let me put it this way. It could happen. It would be a disaster for those seven teams to move. There would be places for them to go. The guy over there sitting there said, there's no place for them to go. Well, certainly they would be. Well, the top seven American Hockey League teams would, the franchise owners would say, hey, I'll have the NHL and my franchise in the American Hockey League can go somewhere else too. So it will not be a difficult thing for the NHL to move to the States. Don't ever kid yourself there. It's whether we got to have it for Canada. Yes, for Canadian unity, we got to have it. It would be an absolute disaster. And I hope this government does something big and gutsy and goes out and do it. I don't know if Trudeau knows how to do that, though.
So there's your face-off for the Mad Greek restaurant and Ultimate Fan Zone, because I don't think the government's going to budge. Am I right in saying you think the government will relent and buckle at the pressure of the National Hockey League? Am I right in you saying that?
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to budge. And I think if push does come to shove, these NHL teams will have to go to the United States. That's my thinking, because I don't see anywhere where the Canadian government, federally or provincially, has budged on COVID controls, despite the protestations of sports teams and leagues. Anyways, the face-off is brought to you by the Mad Greek restaurant in Moose Jaw, the best authentic Greek cuisine, available for licensed dining, takeout, or delivery. Head to their website at madgreekeatery.com. And for Ultimate Fan Zone, home of the home teams, jerseys, caps, and team apparel, they are your officially licensed fan store in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. One of our viewers, Rob Williamson, says, Rod, is that a TB12 jersey? As a matter of fact, it is. It came from our staff here on my birthday on Wednesday, direct from Tampa Bay and Tom Brady's company, TB12. So thank you for noticing, Rob. Darnell from Rockstar Supply Chain says, Lynch has an unlimited supply of Rockstar hats. But you knew that.
Yeah, I did.
I'm often asking you, is your hat getting worn out? Is it dirty? Do you want a new one?
Have you seen my hat collection?
We treat it very well. I've seen it.
Yeah.
And that's the nicest one that you have.
Yes, it is. It is.
Moving on, Thursday Night Football last night. I didn't have a lot of time to watch the game because I was on the phone with all these NHL workers last
night. Great game. Phenomenal game.
Pleading their case. The Chargers beating the Raiders 30-27 in overtime. Lynch, can you please tell me why some of these CFL kickers that are free agents haven't gotten an opportunity in the NFL, given the fact that it's the year of the miss?
Unbelievable. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have a kicker. No, the Buccaneers? Yeah. Dave Bailey, he's missed.
Dan Bailey with the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, Vikings, yeah. He's missed six field goals and three converts in the last two weeks. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I've often said to you, though, the weakest part of the American game is the place kicking, field goals and converts.
This year for sure.
But overall, say a 10-year period, Canadian kickers by far and away are more accurate than Americans. I don't understand why that happens. I also don't understand by what you're saying there, why don't those guys grab a Canadian kicker and get him down there right away for the playoffs, etc. this guy yesterday was pathetic. The poor the guy on Friday or Saturday was pathetic too. So, and yesterday, I mean, that was terrible.
It was. So that's the question that we have. We got a lot of free agent kickers coming out of the Canadian Football League, and for whatever reason, the National Football League, not looking at them. Point three, Mike Rally has redone his deal, the multiple winner of the Canadian Football League's Most Outstanding Player Award. Because of the financial pinch the CFL is in, he's redone his deal, and it now runs through 2022, and it looks like all is harmony in British Columbia with the Lions and their star quarterback. Point four, will the CFL play in 2021? It's a question I think the league would prefer that we don't ask, but it's a question that needs to be discussed. I've said it a few times this week. I have heard that there will not be large gatherings allowed of 500 or more until July of 2022. It's not good news for the Canadian Football League. And to date, they haven't been able to find a way to play without fans in the stands. And they seem a little stubborn on finding a new business model to make money without selling tickets. Would you agree, Frenzy?
Yep, no question about it. And my favorite nurse who took care of me in my years in the hospital phoned me last night to say, hey, John, they're not going to make it. They're not going to play this year. They don't have the money. Nobody will be playing that park on June the 10th. It won't be a CFL. And she's been a great Ryder fan. A great Ryder fan, CFL fan for years. Just doesn't believe they can do it because there's no logical way they can do it. They don't have money.
And that brings about the poll question, which I'll get to. It relates to point one in our quick six show topics here. Should Canadian NHL teams, be forced to play in the United States this season? This is the news that has broke within the last 24 hours from TSN. 82% of you on Twitter, and what's it say on Facebook, Frenzy? 83% on Facebook say no.
No.
The government should not be forcing Canadian NHL teams to go to the United States for this upcoming season. Larry Dye, watching from Medicine Hat, says Canadiana is going south, both with the NHL and CFL. Sad the government doesn't realize this.
Well, the government doesn't, they're not passionate about it. Let's put it that way. Many people in that government are not passionate sport fans. You got to realize that. There's not that many passionate sports fans in government. I wonder if our premier's very passionate about the Saskatchewan Roughriders. Our former mayor, I didn't think he was. And they just don't want to go the extra mile. And right now, we're going to be in that situation. Now, it could be, we could have a situation here, though, where seven NHL teams could go and play, could go and relocate to the farm team, to their farm team for 1 year or 2 years and send their farm team somewhere else with a view to coming back to Canada when we get everything straightened around, whatever that is.
Well, just remember this. It doesn't matter what the facility is in America because they're not probably going to allow fans in there if those NHL teams do move south. But I still think it was a trial balloon sent up by the NHL through TSN just to gauge public opinion. And I believe that the government's not going to budge. Frenzy thinks they will. Just quick last points here before we bring in Brad Sham, the voice of the Dallas Cowboys. And Clark, you please tell me the minute that we can go to a break because I want to go early and give us more time with Brad Sham. Point five, week 15 in the National Football League. It's a doubleheader on Saturday. The Buffalo Bills at the Denver Broncos and the Carolina Panthers at the Green Bay Packers. I would invite you to go back and watch hour one of our program where our NFL insider, Tory Gurley, brought to you by Wheaton Kia, made his Tory's Tips fantasy picks. That's a Saturday doubleheader.
Yep.
And point six is our Sunday NFL games. Another delicious menu. The game of the week is Kansas City, New Orleans. We found out today, breaking news, that Drew Brees will be starting at quarterback for the New Orleans Saints. He'll be going up against Patrick Mahomes of the Chiefs. I would suggest that's a game of the week.
Sure is.
My favorite team, America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, are home to the San Francisco 49ers and a wonderful renewal of a great NFC clash there, rivalry. The Detroit Lions are at the Tennessee Titans. Darren DuPont, co-host of this program, who's not in the bunker here right now. His Titans believe they are Super Bowl contenders. And they've got the Detroit Lions standing in the road. And Tom Brady, TB12, they visit the Atlanta Falcons on Sunday. So there's a lot of great games. There is more breaking news, by the way, from viewer Todd Pinckney letting us know. The IIHF just announced that 8 players from Germany have tested positive for COVID. Oh. And he said that's come from Chris Peters of ESPN.
Wow.
Don't worry, folks. Don't worry. The IIHF and Hockey Canada were prepared for this. We've also been talking about this all week long. They knew this could happen. If you go back and read my 10 things column from last weekend, what did I say, Lynch, if you read it? And I know you always do.
Yeah, it could happen.
The World Juniors need to be prepared for not a full field of teams. Not the full, what is it, eight, Clark, I believe?
Yeah.
8 or 10. They better be ready to play without the full complement. Because we're sitting here on December the 18th, 8 players with COVID. Germany's supposed to play Canada in the opening game on Boxing Day.
Well, you knew that was going to happen.
I'm no doctor, but I play one on TV. I don't think that that game's going to happen. Last point to you before we break and bring in Brad Champ.
I think that it's going to be a very interesting time right now. So many big issues out there, but I think the government will have to come in for the teams. They won't let those teams move to the States. Just too much pressure all across the country. And they'll give in to it. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
I believe this time they will. Even Trudeau will give in.
This has been the warm-up for the Four Seasons Sports Palace. Come in and warm up at the Four Seasons, your home of the National Football League. Brad Sham, the voice of the Dallas Cowboys. When we come back, you're watching the RP Show. It's a Flame Tech Football Friday on Game Plus Television Network, Facebook Live, and Listen Live for Suds Full Service Car Wash at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of The Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, Canada and Canadian sports fans around the world. It's the RP Show, Flame Tech Football Friday. It is, I've been waiting for this one all week long. Longtime Dallas Cowboys fan here. Now, he's a Vikings fan. I can't speak for him, but we're both fans of Brad Sham, the longtime voice of the Dallas Cowboys Association, going back with the club till 1976. And he joins us from the great state today. Brad, I appreciate the time, sir. So great to chat with you. I got to ask you this. On a game week, Brad, I'm shocked you've got time to visit with us. Or is that because of COVID now and you spend a lot more time at home?
No, you're a priority, Rod. I just made time for you. I just pushed everything else aside and made time for you.
I love it. The voice of America's team. I love it, Brad. Thank you so much. Hey, it's been a challenging year, of course, for the Dallas Cowboys. A lot of things have happened that nobody could have predicted. We got the, you know, San Francisco coming in Sunday for a huge game. Can you take me through the season from your perspective and how it's gone?
Well, it's gone poorly. It's gone very poorly. You know, the things you were talking about the that are hanging over the NHL and the CHL, those things are over the entire NFL, and every team had the same problems with not being able to have their off-season program, not being able to get into the strength and conditioning program on time. I personally think that's why the entire NFL has seen so many injuries, although I think in Dallas and San Francisco we're seeing two of the most injured teams in the league. And then the Cowboys were one of five teams to bring in a new coaching staff, and they happened to change the defense rather drastically, and then they had the injuries on top of it. When you lose your quarterback, of course, then you're in problems, and they lost a good chunk of that outstanding offensive line. But I also don't think they've handled the same difficulties as well as other teams. I think the proof of that is just to look at the Giants and Washington and Cleveland. They also had new head coaches, and they've handled their issues, including injuries, better than the Cowboys have. Now, you know, the future, I think, is still bright, but they're going to have to make some big changes. And as they found out 5 years ago, Rod, when they had the injury to Tony Romo, when you lose a lot of games, you get a high draft choice, and you get it in every round. Then you just hope that you don't have that very often. So that'll be part of going forward. But I just think that they've been a little unlucky, but they've had the same difficulties in some respects that every other team has, and they just haven't handled them well.
Boy, does that seem like a long time ago, by the way, with Tony. And so, Brad, just so you know who you're doing business with here today, The Saskatchewan Roughriders, as you know, regarded as the Dallas Cowboys of the CFL. I called their games for 20 years. This young man, 10 years as the voice of the Saskatchewan Roughriders, and he's got a ton of football-related questions for you. Mine are broadcast-related that I've been itching to ask you. Sure. But I'm going to turn John Frenzy loose on you, Brad, and I'll pick up at the end. What do you got, Frenzy, for Brad Champ?
Brad, a real thrill to talk to you. I think you're just one super, super broadcaster. I want to ask you about the quarterback, Zach Prescott. Is he going to come back next year and be effective, or is this thing going to drag on with him?
I think he'll be better than he was before. Fortunately, from a physical standpoint, fortunately, it was a broken bone. It wasn't a ligament. It wasn't, he did a lot of damage to his ankle because it was a multiple fracture. But he is a fierce warrior and a healer. And he's dealt with injuries before in his career, nothing as severe as this. But there's not a doubt in my mind that he'll be ahead of schedule and better than ever. A lot of people want to talk about the contract, which is up. He's playing on the franchise tag. And I still believe that they will do a long-term deal with him. They'll tag him again in February because that's when the tag deadline is. And they can't talk about a long-term deal by rule until they get into the league year starting sometime in March. But personally, I believe they'll sign him to a long-term deal, and it'll be another big source of controversy about how much he gets and whether he's worth it. And I would say, what's your alternative if you don't want to pay him? So I frankly don't think that's a problem. He says he wants to be here forever. They say they want him here. Now we're just counting dollars.
Zeke Elliott hasn't been the star he was when he first came. Zeke hasn't been the star he was when he first came to the Cowboys. Is he going to get back to that form, do you think, in next year or later on, or what's happening with him? He doesn't seem to be going all out.
Yeah, John, I think the difficulty is there are a couple of things. First of all, I think it's clear that he doesn't have the statistics that he did. Over the last 5 years, this is his fifth year, he has been near or at the top in the NFL in touches, not just carries, but yards from scrimmage, touches, and times that he has the ball in his hands. That's a lot of contact. And running backs typically just don't find themselves as productive in year six and seven as they did in year two and three. So the fact that his rushing yardage has slipped a little bit, and when you add in the offensive line problems they've had this year, those are not insignificant. And frankly, the quarterback problems, because that's part of how the defense plays. So the fact that his yardage totals are off, I don't find it unexpected. I think it would be an anomaly if he were rushing for the same kind of yardage that he did in years two and three. Now, has he lost a little something? Maybe. He's playing hurt right now. He's got a calf injury, but he's going to play Sunday, and he lacks a little explosiveness. I think that there are some things, John, that he does better than he's ever done them. I think that his pass protection is underrated and one of the most important parts of his game. I think that he can be even more productive if they choose to use him as a receiver in the passing game. And frankly, he's matured a lot. I find him to be, he's always going to kind of be a free spirit, but I find him to be more mature by a lot than he was in his first couple of years. So, you know, it may be that going forward that they share duties between him and Tony Pollard and maybe someone else who comes in. But I think he's still an important weapon. He's a very tough runner, and he finishes his runs.
Brad Champ, voice of the Dallas Cowboys, with us. And we do have some viewer questions that have come in, Brad. But here's the number one question from me to you. I know that you host Sports Talk in Dallas. I know you're the voice of America's team. I know what that team means to not only your state, but the world. How do you do it, man? Because I host TV show, talk shows when I was the voice of the team. This is a town of 250,000 people. To not be able to say what you want to say when the fans are mad, the pressure, you've handled it with aplomb and class for a very long time. I struggle with it. How do you do it?
Well, I, I, I appreciate you saying that. And fortunately, I do less talk now. I host less than I used to. And that's good because that only provides us with opportunities to speak our mind. I do think that I've said this forever. This is my 42nd year broadcasting the team's games. And no one in the Jerry Jones era or the Tex Schramm era, no one has ever one time said to me, don't say that, or we want you to say this. And I believe the reason that no one has ever said that to me is that I try to be fair. That doesn't mean you can't be critical. And as you well know, when you have spent a period of years that turn into decades following one team around, you get emotionally involved with that team. You know the coaches, you know the players, you know the administrators. Some of them turn over and you're still there if you're fortunate. And when you're emotionally involved and you're a fan, which I believe we all are before we get into this business, we're fans first. And fans react emotionally. So there are ways to be critical and fair. I don't think you can ever make it personal. And we've had some play calls this year that have tested Babe Laufenberg, my partner, and me. And there have been a couple, and I listened back to every game to kind of self-critique. And I've been fortunate a couple of times that they went to commercial at a time when I was at my most emotional about a particular call or two. But my experience, Rod, is that players and coaches and executives, even when they don't like what you say, if it's fair and it's not personal, they will understand that you're doing a job and they'll grant you leeway. There's a difference between saying, well, that was a dumb move, and that guy's dumb. And it's a very fine difference, but it's one that I have tried, the line I've tried never to cross. And the only reason that I can think of that no one has ever tried to tell me what to say is that I think the public appreciates honesty, and they can hear my voice when I'm happy about what they're doing. I don't hide my disgust well. It's in the sound of my voice. I can be a little sarcastic. I think fans like that because it's what they're feeling. Does that answer the question?
It's a wonderful answer, but I can't say the same thing. I've been attempted to be influenced, if you will. So I appreciate your honesty in that answer, but I can't say the same thing. Jeff Kozak, I'll get to your question about Jared Jones in a second, but first, you had a long snapper at the podium yesterday, J.P. Latissure. It's big news in Canada, obviously, Brad, because he's a Canadian, and I think it's his 250th game on Sunday. What can you tell us about J.P.?
251st. That breaks the tie that he had, I believe, with Eddie Murray. For the most games ever played in the NFL by a Canadian-born player. And he is just a delight. He's one of my absolute favorites. He is, I think next year, if he comes back for another year, and I hope he does, that he will break the club record for overall games played. Jason Witten holds that record right now. Listen, the guy is so good. He's never made a mistake. I mean, I've seen every single one of his snaps. And even those times when it might be a little high on a placement and the holder has to help him a little bit, those are shades of the grades of difference between that and a perfect snap. He's just never made a mistake. He's really smart. He goes out of his way to hone his craft, and he's changed his approach to the off season many times, incorporating different things, a lot more yoga over the last several years, he told me once, and a number of things to try to keep him as physically fit as can be. He was a defensive lineman at California, and he's just been a delight to work with, and I wish that people talked about him more. I'm glad in a way that they don't, because if you're talking about the long snapper, usually it's because he rolled one back, and LP's never rolled one back, and he's just fantastic. I'm really fortunate to have had a chance to watch him and work with him and know him and call him a friend for all these years.
Well, he's very highly regarded in Canadian circles, obviously. And I let you know how kickers have their own fraternity. Long snappers have their own as well, right? And those guys just think the world of him. Jeff Kozak says, what's it like to work with Jerry? How often do you get to those questions, Brad?
Well, you know, I mean, I get the question. The honest truth is I get the question a lot more than I have contact with Jerry. Now, this is not a common year. In fact, this is the most uncommon year. And it's been really trying. I base a lot of my approach to preparation on conversations with people, coaches, players. And when you earn their trust, then they will tell you things that allow you to tell the truth without throwing anybody under the bus. And we haven't had any personal contact with coaches or players all year because, as we all know, the world shut down in March. So there are a few of them that I text from time to time to try to find out, try to take their temperature that way. But Jerry's been really great with me. He's accessible, and I honestly don't have a lot of contact with him. This year I have none, but I'm with him at a lot of events, and Jerry's just never been a problem for me.
Yeah. Well, we had a tour of AT&T Stadium, and when I was there, the tour guide said, Jerry will come out and take pictures with the folks if he can. I've heard from our scouts that were at Cowboys camp in Oxnard that Jerry's throwing merchandise out of the Cowboys trailer to fans and stuff. So he loves the fans, obviously.
He's a people person, absolutely. I think this year's probably really hard on him because he does. He loves to press the flesh. He likes to be out there and talk to folks and mix it up with folks. And he loves interacting with the media, even when he doesn't like what reporters say or write. He's a very personable guy. He's got an ego, you know, who among us doesn't? Show me a successful person in any walk of life who is really almost ego-less. I mean, I can think of two or three I've known, but I think that's part of what makes him successful. He's a tremendous businessman, and I think that's why he is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He wouldn't be in the Hall of Fame if the Cowboys had not won those Super Bowls in the 90s, but those things are not the reason that he's in the Hall of Fame. He's in the Hall of Fame because of what he's done as a businessman and a visionary and an entrepreneur for the league, just as Tex Schramm did before him. And so, he is a lot of fun to be around, even when he's not fun, if that makes any sense to you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's very much a people person.
When you use the egoless thing, the only one I can think of is our Lord and Savior, which when it comes to Texas football, Jerry might be right up close. We don't have much time left, maybe 2 minutes. Frenzy, what's your last one for Brad Chan?
What's the future look like for the team this year?
Well, this year, not very good. They have three games left. If they lose one more or Washington wins one more, they're eliminated from playoff contention. But that's a position, John, that they've put themselves in. It'll be interesting to see how hard they play when they're mathematically eliminated, and maybe a couple of young players get a look, and then it'll be very interesting to see how they approach the offseason, because this is not a place they want to be back to again anytime soon.
Clark wants to know about your Cubs shirt. I think we have time for you to answer that. What's the origin of your
I'm a Cub fan. I'm a native Chicagoan. I've been a Cub fan. My mother indoctrinated me. She made me a Cub fan as a little boy, and I am an absolutely stupid Cub fan.
Well, at least they finally did win it. Brad, I've been waiting a long time, as I said, to do this interview. Thank you so much. You did not disappoint me when they say meet your heroes. Good luck on Sunday, and Merry Christmas.
Thanks. Merry Christmas to you guys. Happy Brad. New Year. Things will get better. Things will get better. I look forward to doing it again, Rod.
Thank you, Brad. Nowhere to go but up, Frenzy.
Yeah.
From here. Yeah.
Great guy.
The voice of the Dallas Cowboys. Jeff Kozak says, great interview. Great job, Rod and crew. Clark had asked me for a list of guests I'd like, and I have put Brad Sham's name on there. I didn't actually think it would happen. It's so you can tell that I'm a pretty excited guy today. We'll be back with a sports update. We got viewer takeover, a whole lot more. It's a Flame Tech Football Friday. You're watching on Game Plus Television, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rob.
Thank you, Rick Regan. Oh, boy. Just before we get a lot of breaking news today on the show.
Yeah.
It's been a heck of a show. You knew there would be a market for daytime sports talk. I mean, we prove it every day, but today especially.
Yeah.
And I'll get to that in a minute, but Shelby Gray writes in, and Shelby says, really like how the show gets different big-name guests. The best sports show going. I agree. There's nothing like it on the air in Canada and very few in America. And you're talking about the voice of the Dallas Cowboys? Are you kidding me? Jim Wagner writes in, another bucket list interview for Rod. Great job, Clark. Birthday and Christmas gift in one for Roddy. I agree. And that's why I'm wearing my Tom Brady bunny hug today, not the Dallas Cowboys pullover gift that I got because I didn't want to look like that big of a suck-up. I think I sucked up enough.
It was good. It was good. You did well.
Just enough.
You just enough.
Okay, sports update. Breaking news. Eight players on Team Germany and two staff members on Team Sweden have tested positive for COVID-19 a week before the start of the World Juniors set to take place in the Edmonton bubble. The IIHF announced the news today and said over 2,000 tests were conducted on players, staff, and game officials since the arrivals of the 10 competing teams in Edmonton. To our P1s, when you put that news in the Facebook live feed, can you put the follow-up? Because I said, how many members? Eight players? Clark said, yeah, but they're still playing Canada. Clark ran out here in the break. They're going to have quarantine, can't leave their room, no pre-tournament games, but they're going to play Canada on Boxing Day. Can we put that on there? The Saskatchewan Roughriders have released Canadian defensive lineman Zach Evans after 4 years with the team and eight in the CFL. GM Jeremy O'Day saying, we want to thank Zach for all his efforts while he played for the Roughriders. Not only did he represent the green and white with pride on the field, but he also went above and beyond to give back to the province he grew up in. We wish him all the best going forward. I tweeted this was all about money. CFL players have been DMing me on Twitter saying money and production that didn't match the big money. And the guys are telling me his contract was north of $150,000. You're not going to see contracts like that in the CFL moving forward. The Toronto Raptors host the Miami Heat tonight in their first home game being held at Amalie Arena in Tampa, Florida. Toronto could have up to 3,200 fans in attendance for this one, marking the first game the Raptors have played in front of fans since March 9th at Utah. This sports update for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill and Eatery in Saskatoon, where it's Fish Friday, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive. See you at Wendell's. This sports date also for the Tap Brew House and Drive Through Liquor Store, corner of Rochdale and Pasqua. And for Ben Cahoon's G2G Protein Bars, RP Show viewers get 20% off the promo code RP Show. Order yours now at g2gbars.ca. From all our viewers, let's start viewer takeover early. What do you say, Dupes? Moose is back, everybody.
Hi, guys.
Moose is here. Ian Bodnarik says, how awesome would it be if Saskatoon could land an NHL team? I'm sure there's 3, 4, or 5 reasons why Ian would bring that up. But the reason I'll delve into that on a Football Friday is when I was on TSN 1290 radio in Winnipeg this morning, the host Jim Toth said, hey, maybe if they can't play in the NHL markets, the Jets could move to Saskatoon and maybe the Flames could go to Regina. And I was like, no, we don't want that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Our COVID restrictions are no different than yours.
Right.
So what it was going to take was a financial reset to break the back of the National Hockey League for us to at least to ever even discuss an NHL team being put in Saskatoon permanently. And maybe this is it. But a temporary move from Winnipeg to Saskatoon isn't happening because our COVID controls aren't any different than your COVID controls, and they're even less than Alberta's. Well, we're the least stringent of Manitoba and Alberta, but it's not like ours are lax. Why does this keep falling
right
off?
Well, it's down now.
Wheaton Kia, bringing you the show today. Do you have thoughts on that, or have I completely misread it?
No, no, you're fine. I'm on, yeah, like, it's not just going to change it, but if you can reset the financial system, that might open the doors to Saskatoon getting a hockey team.
Yeah, that's not happening this year.
No, it is not.
By the way, in the overtime, we're going to have the lighting of the tree. The vaunted lighting of the tree, right?
Sure.
Finally,
in overtime
today. In overtime. I got to get ready for it, but I just made that decision.
Okay. Sure.
Do you have Christmas carols ready for it, Clark, or anything like that? No, that's fine. Can you sing? Jingle bells? No? Maybe we'll all sing. Brian Eitenauer says, what, did they catch it on the plane? On the ride over? He's talking about the eight Germans with COVID. Are we surprised by this? Are we really surprised by this? This is the whole idea of them having that bubble in Edmonton, whatever you want to call it, the quarantine before they get into the bubble. They were prepared for this. We all need to take a step back.
Yeah.
Like when I saw the notification yesterday that said the NHL seven Canadian teams are investigating playing in the United States because of COVID controls in Canada, I panicked. But then I took a deep breath. Wait, is it that bad? We can't get into the rinks anyways. What's the difference? It's going to be some pain if this happens for the NHL workers in Canada, but guess what? We're all in it together. Right?
Yeah. Yes, we're all in it together. It's funny. I know there's we got to get out of here soon, but somebody said, we're not all in this. We're in the same boat, right? We're not in the same boat. They said, we're in the same storm. Some are on a yacht, some are on a dinghy, some are on a tugboat.
Who said that?
I saw it on a meme, and I'm like, this is the greatest explanation, because we all say that. We're in it together. We are in it together, but we're in the same storm. Some are in a yacht, some are on a dinghy, some are floating.
I hope you saved it.
Titanic style on a raft, on a door. Some are in a tugboat, right? We're all in different situations.
I hope you saved it.
Yeah.
I want to see it.
Of course, I'll find it for you.
Viewer takeover and the lighting of the tree. Next, our final pre-Christmas show before the best ofs. That's after this. So hang on. You're watching the RP Show on Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live for Suds, full service car wash at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm so sorry. I feel like I need to apologize. I got ahead of myself, as usual, because we're not having the lighting of the tree right now.
No.
Hi, Paul. Merry Christmas. You look great. The Christmas special where we light the tree and we have some Christmas carols from some of our CFL Sim halftime acts will air Saturday night on this very Facebook Live channel. Not Game Plus TV, I don't think. Maybe we should talk to them about that.
Well,
but it's Saturday night.
Yeah. Well, we could light it, but they're all ready to go for tomorrow night, for Saturday night, to do it. So
okay,
we'll save it for Saturday night. And if you miss it tomorrow night, we'll re-air it over the week of Christmas, too, and probably we'll re-air it again for you on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So there'll be some different opportunities to watch it.
From one of our P1s, Jack Fulton, watching in Vulcan, Alberta. He says, off topic, but I want to say congratulations to my grandson in Manitoba for his scholarship to play baseball at Williston State in North Dakota.
Yeah,
so
congratulations.
Some great news in 2020.
Hey.
We got applause from all around the bunker here. From Jim Wagner, great show again. Have a blessed weekend, RP team. Take care, all. Thank you, Jim, for your continued support. Mandy in Edmonton. Good, Rod. I thought that was the wrong decision on your behalf to light the tree. Why? They did it at Rockefeller Plaza 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Why is it a bad decision now?
I know.
But I did get ahead of myself. So, although it is our final segment of the week, and we do have to talk about what's going on next week here on the RP show, but before we go any further, the business of the week for my Sask 411 and our friends at Direct West, whom we display here every day, it is Smith Plumbing and Heating. They have been serving Saskatoon and area since 1917. Residential and commercial work is their specialty, along with new installations of heating and cooling systems, as well as complete home renovations. Tommy Baker is the current owner with 40 years experience in the trade. Customer satisfaction and quality workmanship is their priority. It's brought to you by the MySask 411 app. It's on my favorites on my screen. And I'll say it again. I typed in Smith Plumbing and Heating. It was the first thing that came up, Darren. They are a customer of Direct West.
Yes.
And MySask 411. That's what we do here. We stick up for the province. We connect businesses together in Saskatchewan, like Flame Tech Football Friday. Flame Tech, which is our Friday sponsor. What did Denton say? He said, I would pay 15 to 20% more for Saskatchewan products if I had to, just to shop local. So we encourage you to do the same in this very important week coming up here, leading up to Christmas 2020. From our friend Cal Filson at Bidzy, another proud partner of ours. Have a Merry Christmas, guys. Same to you, Cal, and your Seattle Thunderbirds. Do you want to talk about next week? Because it's a special week.
Yeah, we've got some great things coming up. We're going to look back on the year. We've got some best of shows. We'll go back through some of our favorite interviews from the year, some funny segments. We'll look back on all the things that happened. And we've got our World Junior special coming up next week, too. That's going to be a lot of fun previewing the tournament.
Yeah, well, with the news that came out of the World Juniors today, that seems to be a by-the-minute scenario. Minute-by-minute scenario.
And that'll continue, for sure. It'll continue right up into the tournament. There'll be more developments, but it'll be interesting to watch. But I got no doubts that this tournament's going to happen and be really successful.
Well, we continue to go back and forth with our viewers, you know, throughout the weekend on social media. That's what we do. No man or woman or child gets left behind. And, for instance, well, here's Randy Nickel in Cochrane, Alberta. Always entertaining and informative show. Great one again today. Thanks, Randy, for watching on Game Plus TV. Available, by the way, on TELUS Optic TV in Alberta and BC, Sastel Max TV, and in Alberta on Bell MTS Cable. But just to bring us back on the football for a second, Mandy in Edmonton, she's just really fixated on this Mike Riley contract, isn't she?
I know.
And she said, I wonder how the Riley grievance was settled. It may not have been in his favor or a compromise. Either way, I sure am glad to have him back on board. She's talking about in the CFL. Mandy, he was never going to walk. I invite you to go to rodpeterson.com right now. It's one of the top articles on the page for Mike Riley's comments, if you haven't read them already from yesterday. Very classy way for Mike Riley to handle it, by the way. He's like, I don't want to talk about Ed Hervey or what may or may not have gone down. I got a new deal. I'm excited to play. Mike Riley was never going anywhere. Mike Riley's redone his deal. Vernon Adams has redone his deal. Sounds to me like Zach Evans had the opportunity to redo his deal and didn't take it. So today he was released by the Saskatchewan Roughriders. VA's tweeting at me. A lot of guys. Willie Jefferson. This is huge news today in the Canadian Football League. On the tail end of a very big news week in the Canadian Football League.
Oh, yeah.
And may I say, this is where the CFL comes to talk, right here, the RP show. So, thanks to Brad Sham, the voice of the Dallas Cowboys, America's team. Tomorrow night, we'll be airing live the Christmas special.
That's right.
On Facebook, the lighting of the tree, Christmas carols from our CFL Sim halftime acts. Everybody have a safe weekend, and thanks for tuning in here on Game Plus, and we'll see you on Monday at 10 a.m. Central and noon Eastern on Game Plus. This show is like a pasture of goats.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.